Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, people, I'm back. We was disconnected, right? In the middle. I was disconnected. I don't know why. I think probably something might have happened to my internet or my connection, but we was disconnected, and I have to try to finish this, so I had to come back on live right now. I am live right now, and we need to finish this. We was in second address. Now we're going to go to, we did second address chapter 15. Now we're going to be in second address chapter 16 in the Apocryphal. In the Apocrypha, okay? Like I said, the Apocrypha is part of the Bible. It was took out the Bible many, many centuries ago by the people that rule this world today. This is Hebrew Nation Crisis Helpline. Coronavirus, what do it all mean? What do it all mean, people? That's what we're talking about. This coronavirus is taking this earth by storm right now. So let's finish it. Let's finish it where we left off. This is Sister Radio Talk Show, and I'm your host, Elisheba, Prophetess Elisheba. We're in 2nd Esdras chapter 16, verse 18. We're going to go to verse 18. There's a lot of prophetic understanding, and I need direction. Like I say, you're not getting any from your leaders. The only thing you're getting is be still and don't move, don't do nothing, just do whatever the government tells. The beginning of sorrows and great mournings, the beginning of FEMA and great death, the beginning of wars and the powers shall stand in fear, the beginning of evils, what shall I do when these evils shall come? Okay, this is the God of the Hebrews telling Esdras what he need to tell the 12 tribes of Israel, his people. This coronavirus is the beginning of sorrows. I told you people that last week, that you will have many more plagues coming, prophetically speaking to you, outside of the coronavirus. And I just read to you when we was on the other show, before I got disconnected, 2nd Esdras 15, okay, was saying that God said that he was going to send plagues to this earth. So the coronavirus is the beginning of sorrows and great mournings. Why are we going to have great mournings? Because people are going to be hungry, people are going to be thirsty, people are not going to have food, they're not going to have They can't go to their jobs, they can't go to their university, they can't go to their schools, they can't go to the churches and worship all false gods. So it's gonna be a lot of mourning. That's what this coronavirus is gonna bring. A lot of mourning in the beginning of FEMA. A lot of people gonna be hungry. The shelves are already empty, people. You already ain't got no food there. They already empty. And 708 was on here, one of my callers. 708, one of my faithful callers. I hope he come back to finish listening to where we left off at. Let me check on the other side and see if he came back yet. No, he didn't come back yet. He didn't come back. Let me do this right quick. Maybe he can. And maybe he'll pick it up. Okay. All right. Go back to the book of Esdras. Okay. So we're reading 2 Esdras chapter 16, verse 18 through 48. The beginning of sorrow and great mourning. The beginning of famine. That's why all the grocery store shelves, they empty most of them. But in a minute, you're not going to have no food on the shelves at all. At all. And you know what? You people should be blaming your leaders for that. But instead of you blaming your leaders for you not having no food and no water, you want to sit up under them and suck up under them right now. And they don't have no direction for you. They can't tell you nothing to do but keep coming to church service and listening to them and what they say. And then when you go listen to them and what they say on YouTube, all they say to you is the same stuff over and over again. So no, you should be very, very angry with your leaders right now because you don't have no food and you don't have no water. And they have failed you people. Okay, they have failed you people in that area. And the beginning of sorrow and great mourning, the beginning of famine and great death. That's what the coronavirus means. That's why when we went to the broadcast earlier, we was calling it Hebrew Nation Crisis Helpline, coronavirus, what do it all mean? That's why we made that topic. Because you people need to understand what this all means when it comes to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the real God. See, we're not dealing with none of them false gods that you've been calling on all your life or that you've been taught to call on. We're not dealing with none of them because none of those gods are real. YHWH, Most High, Yah, Jah, Buddha, all them gods, none of them gods are real, okay? So the real God, God of Abraham, the God of Jacob, he is behind the coronavirus. He brought this plague upon the earth for your wickedness or for our wickedness and our rebellion and our pride and all our stiff neck and ungodliness and how we have placed it in the place of loving him and being with him and spending time with him. We replaced him with another God and another idols and the other devices. The beginning of sorrow. That's what the coronavirus is all about. Okay, people? This is coming from the God of the Hebrews. Satan don't have nothing to do with this one. He's going to kill and destroy his own people. Why? Because you wouldn't do what he told you to do. And he done gave you. Now he feel like he done gave you enough time for you people to do whatever you needed to do when it was coming to him. Now it's judgment time. It's punishment time. It's payback time now. That's the time we're living in right now. The wrath of God. The real God. The beginning of sorrow, great mourning. The beginning of famine and great death. You see how early so many people die? Don't believe what them leaders talk about. Oh, ain't nobody dying over there. No, you don't know who's dying. You don't know who have died. Because everybody is locked down in the house. How can you see who died with everybody in the house? Yeah, they dying up in their house and they pulling them up out of there. Bringing the cremation trucks and death trucks and all of that. Yeah, people are going to die in their own houses, locked down, because the government told them to stay inside their house. And that's where you will die. Great death is saying. Thousands, millions are going to die, people. Are going to die. and I'm speaking to you prophetically, and I have to be the one to tell you this. I have to be the one to tell you this. So you can say I'm another Jeremiah, I'm another Hadula or Deborah, prophetess, whatever you want to say. But I have to tell you the truth, people. I have to tell you the truth. I cannot tell you no lie. You've been lied to enough. So it's going to be famine, it say in the Apocrypha, and great death. You think thousands of people done died? Millions are going to die with this coronavirus. With this coronavirus. The God of the Hebrews is not playing with y'all no more. He's not playing with us no more. The beginning of wars and the powers shall stand in fear. Who is the powers? People that rule this earth, the president, the government, the Senate, the Congress, the Queen, the King, they're going to stand in great fear. Because they can't even understand something that they created. Let me tell you how the real God operate here. Because you people don't know how he operate. I told you last week or 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago that the God of Moses was behind the coronavirus. We know who created it. We know who created it. But look what's meant to happen to something that they created. And the power shall stand in fear because the very thing that they created to destroy somebody else gonna destroy them too. Gonna destroy them too. It's gonna get out of control. Because again, the God of the Hebrews is behind the virus, the plague of corona. So it's going to get out of control. And the people, the powers that rule this earth, they're not going to be able to control the plague. And it's going to start destroying and killing them also. And that's prophetic. The beginning of evils. Shall I do when these evils shall come? This is the beginning of evils from the God of Moses, the real God, the God that you have rejected all of your life for other gods. And all these religious institutions call churches. It's the beginning of evils. What shall I do when these evils shall come? That's what Esdras asked the God of the Hebrews. What should the people do? Verse 19, behold, famine, what I tell you, people, you ain't gonna have no food, people. See, all them ties, and see, I'm trying to tell you right now. I'm not only trying to tell you what the coronavirus means, but I'm also trying to tell you how you have destroyed your own selves. You have destroyed your own selves listening and letting somebody else lead and guide you the wrong way. Behold, famine ain't no food. They not going to be able to fill the shelves up with food, people. It's not going to happen because, again, the God of the Hebrews is behind this plague, and it's going to get out of hand that the people that rule this earth and this world, they can't even keep up with the deaths and the food and the famine, the plagues, and the stuff that's going to hit this earth. It's going to get out of control. Because the God of the Hebrews, I told y'all last week, the angels, they stirring it up. right now. They stirring it up. That was a week ago, I told you. They stirring this virus up. So pour it all in the earth. And you know what? The people that rule this earth, they ain't going to even understand what's going on. Because it will hit their front door and their backyard also. Behold, Bema and plague. Plague. Let me read for you. Let me finish this, and I'm going to read for you what plague means. Behold, Bema and plague, tribulation and anguish are sent as grudges for amendment. So the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are sending Bema, hunger, and plague, and tribulation, a lot of trouble, and anguish, a lot of frustration, a lot of sadness, a lot of anger, a lot of bitterness, a lot of misery. Are sent to scourge for amendment. See, he want what the God of the Hebrews want to do. He wants to use this, prophetically speaking to you. I'm a prophet. I speak prophetic. I can hear the God of the Hebrews. The God, coronavirus, that he want to punish the people that have hurt him. And did wrong to him and disobey him and not listen to him and put other things in front of loving him and obeying him. He wanna use this as a scourge, like a something to chastise you, to amend. To amend, verse 19 say, for amendment. So he can amend all the hurt. See, he got to hurt you now. He got to hurt you now because you done hurt him and his angels, the Holy Spirit. You don't hurt the poor and other people, the widows and the orphans. I told you that earlier. Now he got to hurt you people. That's why he took all your gods down, your NBA, your football, your basketball. Your soccer, your casino, your jobs, your malls, your grocery stores, your cell phone stores, your colleges, your career, your schools, your hotels, your restaurants. He took down all of your idols and all of your God, so he can hurt you and pay you back, Hebrews and Christians, for what you have done to him. He want amendment. It's an amendment. If you bow down, people. If you bow down and humble yourselves and submit to him and tell him you're sorry and tell him you did wrong and tell him you don't have the right God and tell him and walk away from all of these religions because they all pagan, maybe then he'll give you a little bit of mercy. Maybe. But right now, he very heated right now. Verse 20. But for all these things, they should not turn from their wickedness, nor be always mindful of the scourges. He's been beating us and punishing us and chastising us the whole time. All our lives, he's been chastising us.
That's why we could never get our life right. We always felt like something was fighting against us. Something was always pulling us backward. Every time we try to go forward, something would always pull us back and make something happen that it don't work out or something don't happen the right way. He's been chastising us and scourging us the whole time. Ever since we've been in this world, he's been whooping our butts. But you know what? We're not mindful of them things because we think it's the devil. It's the devil. It's the devil because that's what we've been taught by these religious institutions called churches. They teach you that every time something go wrong in your life or something bad happens, it's Satan doing it. But it was never Satan. It was the God of the Hebrews trying to correct his people. And we just did not pay him no attention. And we weren't mindful of the chastisement and the punishment that he put in our life. And he said, for all the times that I have chastised them, for all the times I have punished them, for all the wickedness and evil things that they have been, even this coronavirus that's killing thousands of people and going to kill millions of people, you still, right here in verse 20 say, but for all these things, they still won't turn from their wickedness. Behold, victuals, verse 21, be so good cheap upon the earth that they shall think themselves to be in a good case. See, you think you're good right now. You think the casino going to open back up in 2 weeks. You think you're going to get your job back in 2 weeks. You think you're going to open back up the mall and your grocery stores and your McDonald's and your Burger King and your Nike shops and all of your idols and your gods. You think in 2 weeks everything going to be back to normal. You would think that you are in a good case. And that right there alone will keep the God of Abraham angry with you because the way you're thinking right now. You're not thinking about repentance. You're not thinking about there's something that I must have did wrong to God while all this is happening. You think that you're okay, that you have not did anything to him. You have did a lot to him, people. You have did a lot to the God of the Hebrews, people. For him to be this heated with us, we have done a lot to him. But your elders and your leaders won't tell you that. And even they shall, let me see, verse 21, and even then shall evils grow upon earth, sword, famine, and great confusion. That's where we at right now. That's exactly where we at right now in this earth. Plenty evil, plenty wickedness, a lot of death, the sword, a lot of hunger, sickness, poverty. And a lot of confusion going on right now. All over the earth, it's a lot of confusion right now. Everybody confused. Don't nobody know what's going on. You know why? Because don't nobody know the real God. That's why they confused. Because they don't know the real God. They can't hear him, and they cannot. But many of them, look what the apocrypha say, people. See, the God of the Hebrews showed me this today. What's going on with this coronavirus and what's going on in this earth right now. It's right here in the Apocrypha. For many of them that dwell upon the earth shall die. Let me say that again, people. Let me say that again. See, it's not what you think. It's not going to go away. It's not. You need to be trying to prepare yourselves.
for what's going to happen. A lot of death around. Many of them that dwell upon the earth shall perish of famine. You're going to be so hungry, people. The food stamps that the government don't get, they ain't going to have no food to spend them on. You ain't got no food. You're going to die of hunger. Thank your leaders for that. Thank Elder Ricard and all them elders for you dying of hunger because you sent all your money, your tithes to them. They didn't get no land, nowhere to grow food for this day, for this hour, and for this time. None of them. What they do with all the money, people, that you sent them? You ain't got no food. You ain't got no well. You ain't got no water. What they do with your money? The money. For what? For what, people? Wake up and stop being so dumb. These people ain't gonna have no food for you and no water to drink. And many of them should dwell on the earth shall perish of famine, and the others that escape the hunger shall the sword destroy. So the ones that don't die through this coronavirus, this plague that have hit our earth from the God of the Hebrews, the real God, the God of Moses, the same one that plagued Egypt is plaguing us right now. The same God, the real one that you don't know nothing about. Yes, I can lead you to that God because I know him and I can hear him. And if you don't die of hunger, you're going to die. And when you escape the hunger, people, you're going to die by the sword. The military. If you don't obey what they're going to tell you to do, they're already trying to draw up a new law right now for the land. They're trying to draw up a new laws right now. New laws that we got to follow. And if you don't follow them laws, the sword will destroy you. Verse 23, and the dead shall be cast out. The dead, I'm reading 2 Esdras 18:23 right now. And the dead shall be cast out as dung. And there shall be no man to comfort them. Just like happened in China, it was thousands and thousands and thousands of people died in China. It's thousands of people dying in Italy. It's thousands of people dying in Spain. It's thousands of people going to die in this world. And they're going to throw your bodies out like dung and throw you somewhere in a grave that they done dug. They already done dug a lot of graves waiting on your dead bodies when they drop dead in your confided houses that they told you you can't leave. You locked in your prison in your own house. You're a prisoner in your own house, people. What kind of madness is that? What kind of leader would tell you to be a prisoner in your own house and say they serving God? A weak leader. A coward leader. And you are a coward, people, because you don't know the real God. And you ain't got no courage, and you ain't got no might, and you ain't got no strength, and you are weak. You are a weak people. And the gods that you've been serving made you weak.
Jesus, Jesus, Allah, Buddha, all them gods, Yah, Jah, TMH, made you weak. No, I'm not weak. No, I'm not afraid of the military. No, I'm not afraid of the government because I serve the real God. No, I'm not going to comply. Nobody's going to put me in prison in my own house. Nobody. Because the God of the Hebrews ain't told me to let nobody do that to me. And you people letting them do it because y'all can't hear God and you don't know him. You got to do what your leaders say because that's the only God you know. And they're going to throw you out like dust. And there should be no man to comfort them. For the earth shall be wasted and the cities shall be cast down. The cities shall down. All your idols are gone, destroyed, done away with, no more. This is the God of the Hebrews punishing us for our wicked ways. There should no man be left to till the earth and to sow it. The trees shall give fruit, and who shall gather them? The grapes shall ripen, and who shall tread them? For all places shall be desolate of men. All places in this earth. The whole world, Hebrews, the whole world, Christians, shall be desolate of men. So don't think you're not going to die. You are. For your wickedness. The righteous blood is crying out to the throne now. You don't deserve to live. That's what they tell. That's what they said to the God of the Hebrews. The righteous blood is crying out to the real God. Said, Father, they don't deserve to live. Kill them people and let us live on our earth. That's what's going on. Prophetically speaking to you, the righteous blood is calling on our Father. Our God to revenge their death. You don't deserve to be here, they say. Take them down. We ready to live in our own earth now. They have lived in it. They have corrupted it. They have polluted it. They have transgressed you. They have transgressed us. They have transgressed each other. They don't need to live here no more. Kill them. Verse 27. I'm going to take this all the way to 48. And then we got another one in 2nd Edges 16, 66 through 78. So that one man shall desire to see another voice. For of a city there shall be left 10. For of a city there shall be 10 left, and 2 of a field. That's how many people getting ready to die in this world, people, in these last days. Yes, we're in the end times right now. We are in the last days. You might be in the last 7 years. You might be in the last 7 years. Great tribulation for 3.5 years. It's only going to be 10 left of one city.
And whatever 10 means to the God of the Hebrews, that's what 10 is. Could be 10,000 in one city, each city 10,000 people survived this. That's my opinion. And two of the field, which shall hide themselves in the thick groves and in the cleft of the rocks. So when you run out in the field trying to get away from the military and all these people that's trying to kill you, and the God of the Hebrews sending the angels after you with a sword to kill you, there's only going to be two in the field that survived that. And the rest will die. As in an orchard of olives upon every tree, there are left three or four olives. Or as when a vineyard is gathered, there are left some clusters of them that diligently seek through the vineyard. Even so in those days, there shall be three or four left by them that search their houses with swords. So all the military coming in, all the people that's coming in your house looking for food, because everybody's going to be hungry, everybody's going to need water, everybody's going to be looking for money, they're going to be out of food, they're going to be coming to your house with guns, kicking your door in, robbing you. It say out of all these houses that's going to be searched by them with the sword, there should be three or four left by them. So you might have a whole family of 10 people in the house. Only three of them going to survive. This is what's going to happen, people. This is what's going on with this coronavirus. Verse 32. And the earth shall be laid waste. The earth shall be laid waste. It's wasted right now. It's wasted right now. Look over the earth. Get a drone. Get a drone. Go do a Google search and look all over the earth. The whole earth is empty right now. The whole earth is empty. Everything is closed. Everything is shut down. Ain't nothing open. Ain't nobody going nowhere. Ain't nobody moving. Everybody locked in their houses. The whole earth is laid waste. And the fields thereof shall wax old. Why? Because ain't no more landscaping jobs. Ain't nobody to make the yard look pretty and the field look pretty and the cut. You know how they hire people at the city? For the city hall, they hire workers to keep the streets clean and keep the fields clean and keep everything cut down and the trees cut and the grass cut and the flowers. Ain't no more landscaping. Ain't no more jobs, people. That's over. You can forget about that. You can forget about that. All you people can do right now, Hebrews and Christians, is fall on your face flat, flat, and cry out to the real God for his mercy. Because your little Hebrew credo ain't going to get it. That ain't going to get it. It's waste. The field there, nobody to till. And the fields there should be waxed old in her ways, and all her paths should grow full of thorns. See that? Nobody got a job no more. No construction workers, nobody doing the landscaping, nobody to till the grass, nobody to cut the trees. Everything going to grow thick, and they're, all the paths of this earth will be full of thorns and bushes and trees. Because no man should travel there through. Why? Because everybody is on lockdown. Everybody is on lockdown. Lockdown. Filling up the lines at the CVS's and the pharmacies and Walmart to take a test to see if you got the coronavirus. You people are crazy. You people are mad. What I'ma go set up in a line with some military people and take a test to see if I got the coronavirus? What kind of stuff is that? Y'all people are crazy. And that's why you're gonna get it. Cause you're doing exactly what they want you to do. And God of the Hebrews said, give it to them. Cause they listen to man anyway. They not listen to me. They not following my instructions. Let have the coronavirus.
33, the virgin shall mourn. Virgins shall mourn, people. Who is the virgins? The virgins shall mourn. That's the women that don't have no husbands. And they don't have no husbands. They mourning right now. They mourning right now. The virgins shall mourn. Having no bridegroom. The women shall mourn, having no husbands. Their daughters shall mourn, having no helpers. And the war shall their, in the war shall their bridegroom be destroyed. You got to close the door, baby. Carlos, you close the door, the mosquito's coming. Coming now. And the back one, too, the back one. We're going outside. Please, excuse me, people. And the virgin shall mourn having no bridegrooms. The woman shall mourn having no husband. I read that. In the war shall the bridegrooms be destroyed, and their husbands shall perish of famine. Hear now these things and understand them, ye servants of Ahia. Behold, the word of Ahia, receive it. Believe not the gods of whom Ahia spake. See, he told you. He told our ancestors. Don't serve no other gods but him. Don't serve no other gods. Have no other gods and idols outside of me. And that's what you people had did from generation to generation to generation to generation. Now all your gods are dead. Verse 37. Behold, the plagues draw nigh and are not slack. So the coronavirus is just one. Many more plagues are coming. Many more plagues are coming. And they are not slack. I mean, they're going to come fast, fast, fast. You notice how fast this coronavirus takes things down, closing down whole countries, whole cities, all kind of airlines and all kind of stuff closing down because these plagues are drawing nigh quickly because the angels is stirring it up and they are not slack. They coming rapid. Rapid. You people don't have a lot of time. I'm telling you that. Speaking to you prophetically, you do not have a lot of time to show the God of the Hebrews, the real God, that you love him, that you want to do what he wants, that you want to obey him, and walk away from all these religions. That's the first thing you got to do. Walk away from all these religions and repent and tell the God of the Hebrews that you are sorry for falling false gods and man and tradition. Walk away, people. Walk away. I'm warning you. Walk away from it. Excuse me. Verse 38. And as when a woman with child in the ninth month bring forth her son with 2 or 3 hours of her birth great pains, compass her womb, which pains when the child coming forth, they slack not in moment. Even so shall not the plague. It's just like a woman when she get ready to have her child, it's time for her to have her baby. She 9 months, and it's time for her to have her baby. And it's time for the pains to come because it's time for her to have her baby. He said, a woman that's getting ready to have a baby, this is how these plagues are going to come. It's time now for the plagues, people. It's time for the coronavirus. It's time for all kind of plagues to hit this earth. Because the earth is wicked. The earth is polluted. The earth is defiled. The earth is corrupted. Why? Because you did it. You did it. You destroyed the earth. You destroyed the earth. You polluted it with all of your devices and all of your gods and all of your ways and all of your sin and all of your transgressions and all of your wickedness. We polluted the earth. And now, even so shall not the plagues be slack to come upon the earth. They coming one after another. Just like in Egypt, they came one after another. One after another. They coming, people. They coming. And all I can say to you as a prophetess, you better get ready. You better be ready. You better be righteous. And I'm not talking about self-righteous. You got to be right with the Father 100.
100. And the only way you could do that is walk away from all these religions, all these gods. He already done closed everything down. He really trying to help you people. He trying to help you to make your transition more easy by closing down your malls and your jobs and your doctors and your careers and your schools and all of that stuff, your travel and your clothes and your Jordans and your Nikes and all the stuff that you love. He closed it down. Why? Because he's trying to make you, and he's trying to help your transition to be more easy by closing things down so he can get your attention to focus on him now. Okay? So even so, not the flesh shall be slack, they shall come upon the earth, and the world shall mourn. And the world shall mourn. Sidia, could I have water, please? And the world shall mourn, and sorrow shall come upon it on every side. That's what's going on. Everybody's mourning right now. Everybody's crying. Why? Because they got to stay locked in the house. They ain't crying. They not mourning and cry because they have served the wrong God. They not mourning and cry because they have did the God of the Hebrews wrong. They not mourning and crying for that. They not mourning and crying for that, people. Mourning and crying because they want jobs back. They want their college back. They want their career back. They want their mall back. They want their NBA back. They want their sports back. They want their games back. They want their joys back. They want their mall back. Okay? They're crying for that and mourning because they can't go out their door and go to their pagan jobs and go to work and make some money. They ain't mourning for the right reason. The world shall mourn and sorrows shall come upon it on every night. The whole world gonna be in sorrow. Oh, my people, verse 40, 2 Esdras 16, verse 40. Oh, my people, hear my word. Make you ready to the battle. And in those evils, be even as pilgrims upon the earth. No, but instead of y'all being like pilgrims, what he told Esdras to tell the children of Israel, because the plagues was coming, the evil was coming, the mourning was coming, all the destruction was coming. He told Esdras to go tell the children of Israel they got to be, make themselves ready for the battle. Ready for the battle. But you people are not doing that because you love your gods and your idols so much. That's all on your mind is when I can go back to work, when I can go back to the mall, when I can go get my nails shot, when can I get my booty shot, when can I go, when is the Chinese store going to open back up so I can get my weave hair, when can I go back to Burger King and McDonald's and my restaurants, all of that, when is my kids going to be able to go back to school? This all you people are thinking about when your God's and your idols coming back. But the God of the Hebrews said, make you ready for the battle. And be like pilgrims upon the earth. But you can't be like a pilgrim. A pilgrim is a person that moved from one place to another place. You know why? Because you love your gods. You love your religions. And you love your idols. And you don't want to leave those things. You don't want to leave your big house. You don't want to leave your car. You don't want to leave your college. You don't want to leave your career. You, even though everything closed down, you still got these gods in your heart and in your mind. And you pilgrim on the earth because you obey the government and you locked down in prison, confided in your own house. How you going to get out now with the military in your front door? How you going to get out now with the military got checkpoints down the street? How you going to get out with the border being closed right now? You can't get out. You can't be a pilgrim. You can't do what the God of the Hebrews told Esdras right here. You put yourselves in this predicament because you people are cowards.
you cowards, and you're afraid of the government, and you love your gods, and you love your idols, and that's why you're going to die and be destroyed with this wicked earth. Let me get some water, people.
Verse 41. I'm gonna take this all the way to 48, and I got one more address, and we got more time. I have some Bible verses that I want to read. Verse 41. And he that sell it, let him be as he that flee away. See, you worried about opening up your restaurant and going here, get a job to make some money, and do this to sell something to make some money. He said, he that sell it, let it be as he that fleeth away. You can't worry about those things no more, people. It's not that time no more. That time is over with. Now you got to flee. You got to flee and you got to run for your life. This is what the God of the Hebrews told Esdras to tell the people. Flee, run, get away, not go and lock yourself in a house and wait on the military to kill you or to drag you out of your house and quarantine you. Esdras didn't tell the people that. He told the people to flee. And your leaders got you sitting still. Because they hoping the same thing. Your jobs come back and everything go back to normal so they can get their tithes again. And he that buy as one that will lose. He that occupy merchandise and he that profit by it. And he that build it as he that shall not dwell there. He that sow it as if he should not reap. So also he that plant it the vineyard as he shall not gather the grapes. It's nothing left, people. It's nothing left. It's nothing left, people. It's over. Only thing you can do right now is save yourself and save your children. That's all you can do right now. Forget about that house. Forget about your job. Forget about your career. Forget about your school. Forget about your college. Forget about your clothes. Forget about your weeds. Forget about your joints. Forget about it, people. It will be your death. It will be your death and destruction if you don't forget about all these gods and idols that you have had in your life. The God of the Hebrews will destroy you. And I'm telling you what I know to be real and true. He will let them people hurt you, people. He that sell, let him be as... Okay, I'm right down here in 44 now. I'm almost done with this. They that marry as they that shall not get children. And they that marry not as a widow. It ain't about getting on having babies and all that no more and getting married and raising a beautiful family and living in a white house with a picket fence and all of that. That's over. That life is over. It's finished, people. It's finished. No more of that. You had your time. You had your reward. You had your reward in this earth. It's over now. It's time for the righteous to come and take their place in this earth. It's time for the kingdom, the new Jerusalem, to come down and sit over there on Mount Zion in the Middle East in Jerusalem, up on the holy mountain, for the righteous can live there and serve their God and love, harmony, and happiness. You have had your reward. All your gods and all your idols, you have ran into them things and served that and did that all your life. Now, it's over. It's time for the righteous to be revealed in the earth, and it's time for our kingdom to come now. And you people got to move out of our way now. You got to move out the way of the remnant, the 10%. And the ones that's already dead, that's crying out to the God of Moses, saying, when are you going to avenge us? We ready to live in our earth. We ready to live in our earth. Get rid of these wicked people. It's time to destroy them. That's what's going on now. That they may merit, verse 45, and therefore they that labor in vain. For strangers shall reap their fruit and spoil their goods, overthrow their houses, and take their children captives, for in captivity and famine shall they get children. In captivity right now in your own house. Lockdown. And guess what? You don't know what's going to go. A lot of y'all are going to just die right there of starvation, poverty, thirst. Start killing each other because you're so angry and frustrated. Miserable. Great miseries is coming. Sorrow. That's what it said. Verse 47 and 48. You know, and they that occupy their merchandise with robbery. Right now you're trying to hold on to your jewelry and all of that and your values. You're going to be robbed, man. You're going to be robbed. The more they deck their cities, the more you deck your cities and their houses, their possessions, and their own purses, the more you do it that, the more you did that, people. The more you decked out your cities with all kind of buildings and paint, and you had everybody, all the little slaves working hard. You know, you decked out New York. New York closed down today. It's on lockdown. You decked China out. It was on lockdown. Italy, Rome, Vatican, lockdown. California, the greatest place in America, Vegas, lockdown. The more you deck their cities, their houses, their possessions, and their own person, where your weeds and your hair get your booty shots, titty shots, eyebrows, nails, all kind of shots, lip shots. The more you deck your own, their houses, their possessions, and their own purses. Wheeze down to your butt. All kind of makeup on. The more I would be angry with them for their sin. So the more you people decked out your houses and your cars and went into the malls and bought all kind of Gucci bags and Louis Vuittons and nails and weaves and deck your kids out with all kind of Jordans on, and the more you made the God of the Hebrews angry. Second Esdras 16. We're going to verse 18. No, Second Esdras 16, 66 through 78. This will be my last one in the Apocrypha, and then I have a few scriptures in the Bible that I want to cover. 16, we're going to go to 66. Same chapter, 6 verses 7. What do you do? Or how will you hide your sins before God and his angels? What are you people going to do? See, the God of the Hebrews and the angels have been watching you. They've been watching us the whole time. And we just didn't pay no attention to that. Oh, I can do what I want to do. I can go where I want to go. I can work. I can read tarot cards. I could be a witch. I could put curses on people. Oh, God, I don't have to pray today. I'll pray next week. I'm tired. Oh, I can do this. I can do that. I can do what I want to do. See, the angels have been watching us. And the God of the Hebrews have watched him. All of our sins that we have committed. Behold, God himself is the judge. Fear him. Leave off from your sins. You people that want to leave off from your sins,
So he ended up taking them all away from you. I told you, he tried to help y'all people out. He tried to bring you down to your knees and to your face, where you'll begin to cry out and tell him you're sorry for hurting him and hurting the angels and what you did wrong to him. Right now, he's telling you what to do in the midst of this plague, the coronavirus. Leave off from your sins. You got to fear him. Don't fear the government. Don't fear the government. Get out of here. Go. Don't fear the government. He said to fear him. But you're not fearing him. You're not fearing him. It shows who you fear, people. It shows who you fear. I don't care how much you say you don't fear man. Of course you fear man. You're doing exactly what man wants you to do. Fear him, leave off from your sins, and forget your iniquities. Forget your iniquities to meddle no more with them. Forget your iniquities. All your sins, all the things that you have did against the law, and against God, and against other people, geez. Iniquity is more evils. To meddle with them no more. That's why everything closed right now. Because the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is trying to help you to forget your iniquities. He's really trying to help you people out. Okay? He don't want you doing that stuff that you used to do no more. That's why he took it and closed everything down, people. He said, meddle with it no more forever. So God shall lead you forth. See that? He can lead you forth now. You ain't got no gods holding you back, no job. You ain't got no job to go to now. You ain't got no college to go to. You ain't got no university to go to. You ain't got no school to send your kids to. You ain't got no casinos. You ain't got no malls. You ain't got no shopping centers. You ain't got no grocery stores. You don't have nothing to go to, but the God of body is locked down in their houses. So God shall lead you forth and deliver you from all. First, you got to fear him. You got to show him that you actually fear him and not the government as a people. But you're so divided and you hate one another so much. Leave off from your sins and forget your iniquities. To meddle with them no more forever. So God shall lead you forth and deliver you from all trouble. For behold, the burning wrath of a great multitude is kindled over you. And they shall take away certain of you and feed you, being idle with things offered unto idols. Even though all your idols is closed down all over the world, people, you still got a lot of idle time. Time that you could be doing what God wants you to do. Time that you could be spending with God. Time that you could be praying. Time that you could be reading the Bible. Time that you could be submitting to God. Time that you could be talking to God. You are taking all that time that he have gave you because he closed down everything. You still idols. You still have an idle mind. Your mind is still on your idols, even though they closed and took away right now. See how much you love your idols and how much you hate the real God? Tell yourself, they that could sit unto them shall be a great. And they that could sit unto them shall be had in derision, reproach, and trodden on the feet. For there shall be in every place and in the next cities a great insurrection upon those that fear Ahiah. They shall be like madmen, spare none, but still spoil and destroy those that fear Ahiah. But they shall waste and away their goods and cast them out of their houses. Then shall they be known who are my chosen, and they shall be tried as the gold in the fire. Hear, O my beloved, said Ahiah. Behold, the days of trouble are at hand, but I will deliver you from the same, the righteous and the remnant. These are the ones he's going to deliver from the coronavirus. The coronavirus won't be able to touch the 10%, the remnant, at all. Be ye not afraid, neither doubt, for God is your God. The remnant, the 10%, it's only 10, 90 gonna die. Be not afraid, neither doubt, for God is your God. He's gonna lead us, remnant. He's gonna lead us. He's gonna lead us. And the God of them who keep my commandments, see that? And the God, verse 76, and the God of them who keep my commandment and my precepts, said a higher God. Let not your sins weigh you down, and let not your iniquities lift up themselves. Woe be unto them that are bound with their sins and covered with their iniquities, like as a field is covered over with bushes, and the path there are covered with thorns that no man may travel through. It is left undressed and is cast into the fire to be consumed therewith. That's the 90% what's going to happen to them. Now, I am going to go to the King James Version Bible and read about 3 or 4 scriptures that I have to Father help you. But before I do that, hold on. Let me look over here on the other side to see if 708 came back. No, he didn't come back. Didn't come back. Okay, so this is Hebrew Nation Crisis Helpline. Coronavirus, what it all means. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 15. Chapter 10. I don't know if I can do that like that. I have to do it here. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. One moment. Okay. I'm going to